Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We are holding on the very top of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Huna achal tleisa rifti b'nei tlasa tlasa b'kava v'lo baruch. Rav Huna ate 13 loaves of bread from pasa babakisnin, which is not real bread, it means like cake, and he did not bench. He didn't say a bracha achrona of benching. Amalei Rav Nachman adi kafna, he said, what, are you still hungry? Meaning, how could it be? Actually, the way Rashi says, "Adi elu klomar elu l'ravo nechlu v'achilim murbekzu lo nefteres mibracha el kol shachreim sha'achirim kovin achilasin bekach tam birch samazim kach pirush rav hai." That you should have had to say a birch samazim, because if someone's kaveh su'uda on this, then you would say a bracha on it. So then the Rashi quotes Rabbi Seinu pirshu tleisa rifti mipas shalanu. That he ate 13 regular loaves of bread, and he did not say a bracha achrona mishum delo sava, because he wasn't satisfied, he wasn't satiated. V'kraksiv, and the pasuk says v'yachalta v'savata uverachta v'kach pirush Rav Yehudai ba'alachos gedolos ve'enu nirali. But says Rashi, I don't agree with that pshat. The lesson of Rav Huna v'heimichmir alatzman akazayis v'arkebeitza. That meaning we hold that we bench even if you only eat a kazayis or a kabeitza. So how could it be that he wouldn't have benched, that Rav Huna wouldn't hold like idea that we all agree to, that even when you eat less than a kazayis, if it's ad kazayis ad kabeitza, that you're supposed to already bench if you're eating real bread. Ella kol shachem kavul of suda tzarich levarich. So the Gemara continues. Anything that other people would be kaveh suda on, you have to say a bracha on. Rav Yehuda have a asik le lebrei be Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was involved in the wedding preparations by Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Aisul kamayu pasa babikisnin, and they brought him pasa babikisnin, which is let's say cake or pie or something. Kiasa shaminu kamvarchi amotzi. So when he came, he heard that people were saying amotzi on it. Amaluhu mai tzitzi dekashamana. Why do we hear this sound of tzitzi, meaning a sound that mimics hamotzi, meaning that's not the proper bracha that I should be hearing. Dilma hamotzi lechem min haaretz kamavarchisu. Are you saying a bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz? Amri leh, they said, in. That's exactly what we're saying, the bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Ditanya, Rabbi Mona Amr Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Pasa Babakistan Varchala Amotzi. Pasa Babakistan, the proper brachas Amotzi. Vamr Shmuel Halach Krabimona, and Shmuel says we pass in that way. Amaluhu Ain Halach Krabimona. He says, no, we don't pass in that way. Pasa Babakistan, we say Mizonos, we do not say Hamotzi. So, main point number one, you say Amotzi when you're Koveh Su'uda and Pasa Babakistan, but not when you are not Koveh Su'uda. Itmar. Amrle, Vahamaru Damar Mishmei de Shmuel Lachmanios, Ma'arvin Ben, Mvarchanay and Amotzi. Aren't you the one who said in the name of Shmuel that Lachmanios are things that you can make an Erev with? There are types of food that you can make an Erev with, and you could say Amotzi on them, even though Lachora Lachmanios is some type of Pasaba Pikisnin. Shiny asam de kavasu udase alayu. Avlech lo kavasu udase alayu lo. Now that's only if you're koveasu uda on the lachmanios, but if you're not koveasu uda on them, then you cannot say amotzi on them and you cannot use them as the eruv. Rav Papa Ikla lebe Rav Huna bar Breid Rav Nasan. Rav Papa went to the house of Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan. Basu degamri suda sahu, aisil kamayam midil mechel. After the meal seemed to have been over, they brought more food to eat. Shakal Rav Papa v'ka'achil. So Rav Papa took and he ate. Armi le, lo sav lamar, gamar asu milechel. Don't you hold that once you've decided to finish the meal, you're not allowed to just continue to eat more, relying on the original bracha? Amalu salak itmar. No, that's only if the bread has been removed from and all the food has been removed from the table. Only then would you require a new bracha when they bring more food. But as long as there's still food on the table, even though they're bringing out new food, you don't require a new bracha. Rav and Rabbi Zeri iklu b'Reish Kalusa. Rav and Rabbi Zeri went to the house of the Reish Kalusa. The basa desliku tacham mikamayu. After they took the table away from them, shadru l'rustanim b'Reish Kalusa. They sent them more food from the Reish Kalusa. Rav achil Rabbi Zeri lo achil. Rav ate, Rabbi Zeri didn't. Amalei lo savla mar salak asim ilachal. How could you, Rava, eat? Rabbi Zeira asked him, don't you hold that once they took away the table, you can no longer eat relying on that original bracha? I'm relying on the table of the Resh Galusa. Meaning that since the Resh Galusa could always serve more food, and he often does, so my das was never to finish my meal at any artificial point. My das was always to do whatever the Resh Galusa has in mind. So if they're serving more food, then that's what I'm having in mind as well. If you look at Tosfos, Atachad Resh Galusa Samchinan, Misha Shachach Lechal Afikomen. Let's say a person forgot to eat the Afikomen at the Seder. Vamer Havlan V'Nivrich. And then he says, Rabbi Sain of Rech, Eino has Chadas, Danana Tachad Rachmanas Samchinan. So you have a similar svara that's not called Das Chadas, he's still allowed to eat the Afikomen, and we don't assume that he's finished his meal, because you're relying on the program of the Ribono Shalom, just like by the Resh Galusa, Lahavdil, you rely on the program of the Resh Galusa, his menu, what he plans on serving. Same is true by the Ribono Shalom. V'mishachach v'birech v'lo achal avikomen, ein tzarech lachzor d'kolnes shei mitzvah asiyos. He says, and if you forgot and you benched and it's already too late, and you haven't eaten the afikomen, you have to go back because you did the matzah, you did the matzah's mitzvah. You don't need the afikomen to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Amarav, haragel b'shemen, shemen ma'akvo. If normally you like to have some oil at the end of the meal, so until you've had that oil, you could still eat more food without reciting a bracha. Amarav ashi, ki avinu b'Rav Kahana, amarlan. When we were by Rav Kahana, he told us, kigon anan, derigilinan b'mashcha, mashcha ma'akvalan. We who are used to having oil, the oil is going to be ma'akiv us from having to make a new bracha on any food that's brought. The last hilchsa kol anishmaita. We don't pass like any of this. Ela ki adam Rav Chiya Barashi amarav. Rather, we pass like Rav Chiya Barashi amarav, who says shalosh tkifos hein. There are three things that need to come one consecutive right after the other. Take off the smicha shchita. Right after doing smicha, one has to do shchita right away. Take off the geula tfila. Right after saying Ga'al Yisrael, you got to go right into Shemona Esrei. And take off the Netilas Yadayim bracha. And right after Netilas Yadayim, a person is supposed to recite the bracha. This is referring to Mayim Achronim, meaning right after Mayim Achronim, you're supposed to bench. Am Rabbi Yafani Nomar, take off the Talmidei Chachamim bracha. I would say that right near Talmidei Chachamim, meaning if you host Talmidei Chachamim, you'll have bracha in your house. It's going to be great for you. Shneimar ve'evarcheni Hashem beglalech. Hashem will bless me because of you. Iba yisema mehacha, or you can learn from another pasuk. Shneimar ve'evarcha Hashem is beis haMitzri beglal Yosef. That when Yosef was staying in Potiphar's house because he was hosting a Talmud Chacham, his house was blessed as a result of Yosef's presence in the house. So main point number two of here is four opinions when a meal is considered to be over with regard to Hilchos Brachos, with regard to whether you can have to say a new bracha on any food that's brought. A, when you finish eating. B, when you remove the table. C, if you're ragil b'shemen, when you have your oil. D, when you have mayim achronim. And then main point number three, there are four takeoffs, four things that happen in immediate proximity to each other. Right after smicha, the leaning on the animals, take off the smicha shchita, you do shchita. Right after Ga'al Yisrael, you go right into tefillah, can't disrupt with anything else in between. Right after Netilas Mayim Achronim, you go right into benching. And right after helping out Talmid Chachamim, Hashem will bestow blessing on a person. And it will be immediate, an immediate blessing that one will have right after helping out Talmidei Chachamim. So let's stop there because we're at the Mishnah, and next time we will pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph.